This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. And of course, I'm here with my wonderful husband, Vince, once again.
Who else would it be?
Exactly. Who else would put up with me? It's more like
that's
it.
That's a very valid question.
See, I know it. I know it.
And we don't have that much time.
No. Yeah, that would just be like one of those shows that go on and hours. On and on.
It'd be the most fascinating show. Yeah, but
I don't know about that. Oh, my.
So.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I'm getting tired of this winter thing.
Yeah, I'm like pulling up my sweatshirt here.
I'm tired of seeing women with so much clothes on.
I'm tired of wearing so much clothes.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think you shouldn't, but, you know. Oh, it's cold. Oh, it's only 18 degrees.
Oh, I might get frostbite. My nipples will pop off. Wow, wow, wow. I know. I'm such a baby.
You got three more.
Three more? Thanks. Yeah, you're just like, oh, suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, well, you know, walk it off. Want to reach out to everybody, and hopefully everybody had a good Valentine's Day last week.
Oh, yeah, we were just so romantic. Yeah. You know, usually on Valentine's Day.
Must have slept through it.
Yeah, well, we didn't do it this year. I think I was actually had to work, so this whole year has been screwy. But usually I go on a hot date for Valentine's Day.
It's been a couple years. 2 or 3 years since you've done that.
Yeah, the Valentine's. I went on hot dates.
You go on hot dates, other
but not on Valentine's Day. Yeah, it was just like, you know, usually that was our little, you know,
little thing
that we did, you know, tradition, yeah. As it were.
Something like that, as it were.
But this year just didn't work out that way. I mean, that's okay. I mean, in the summer when I have more time, I'll have a hot date and it'll be more fun. It'll be warm. I'll be able to, you know, dress scantily clad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was always fun having that little Valentine's Day erotic.
Well, given a single, it was always, you know, single guy.
Right.
Making sure a single guy had a nice romantic Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know, he got to take you on a date and it was a sure thing.
Yeah, I'm easy.
And cheap.
Yeah. I did one hot date. I ordered this salad. It was fine for me. I really didn't need anything else. And it was like $7.99. You know, it was like, but it was a huge salad. It was gigantic. And he's like, is that all you're going to eat? And I'm like, that's all I want. He goes, man, you are a cheap date. I'm like, yeah, well, there you go. Cheap and easy.
Yeah, it's a sure thing.
It is a sure thing.
Not breaking the bank and you're getting laid.
Yeah. It's like, what are you complaining about? You're getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I have to pay more.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I take her out, she gets the lobster.
No, I don't. I mean, I like lobster, don't get me wrong.
Well, I don't
take
it to a place that serves lobster.
There you go. It's like, oh, drive-through window again.
Tuna salad, lobster, same thing.
Tuna salad. Exactly.
Yeah, tuna fish sandwich on rye.
It's so close to lobster.
Okay, I'll throw in the extra 10 cents, toast the bread.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, it's exactly like having lobster with drawn butter. Exactly.
Sure. Well, it's mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Butter an ingredient in mayonnaise?
I don't think so. Well, okay. I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think mayonnaise is just basically oil and eggs.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, on to something that's sexual.
Actually sexy. Unless you smear mayonnaise all over your body and have your liver lick it off.
If you're going to keep talking like that, I'm not going to give our email address.
Okay.
So I don't want people emailing us and going, what the fuck?
Okay, sorry.
I'll give out the email later. Maybe they'll forget. So I'm putting together the new magazine. the 50 Shades of Pleasure magazine, which is free to read if you go to 50shadesofpleasure.com. Again, that's F-I-F-T-Y, not 5-0. You can't use 5-0 as a URL. And it's free to read. There's two issues up. There's January, February. March 1st, we'll have the March issue. Go figure.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of weird how I worked that.
I was concerned, but yeah, yes, you nailed it. It was like and, right there.
One of our friends and listeners, Tom, is putting together a story. He wrote nice. About a man being in the lifestyle. So it's going to be curious. He's fine-tuning that. He's going to get that to me. We'll get that. Chances are it's going to be, from what he tells me, the word count is, it'll be spread between two issues.
Okay. That's so, fine.
Yeah. But, yeah, check that magazine out. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. There's nothing tracking you. There's nothing.
No, we don't do
again,
that.
Again, it's actually designed for mobile devices. Mm-hmm. You can read it on your computer, too. 50shadesofpleasure.com. If you want to submit anything, you can either email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com or info@50shadesofpleasure.com. Let me know if you have anything you want to submit. Art, pictures, articles, have questions, whatever. Email us, let us know. So, but one of the articles that is in this new issue coming mm-hmm. out was or is about how senior citizens are embracing the swing lifestyle.
Are we considered senior citizens? I do get a discount at that thrift shop on Wednesdays.
You're closer than I am.
Oh, yeah. You're there. I get a senior discount. I'm like, oh, cool, finally.
Well, you're not. You're only 63, so.
Right. Yeah, this one
you're
starts.
Bearing down on
I'm
it,
bearing down on
you're still
it.
Qualify.
Oh, absolutely.
I qualify if it's over 55.
Yeah, you get the over 55.
Yeah, I can move into an over 55 community now.
Oh, wow.
Not that I would, but.
Jump all over that.
Yeah.
Just think of the parties
you can
have.
Let's
not
even get into that. Yeah, so it's an interesting factoid. And I mean one of the places everybody thinks of when they think of senior citizens in swinging is the Villages
mm-hmm.
down in Florida, which is a huge place. I mean.
Yeah, you were telling me about it. I've never been. So, yeah, you're saying it's huge. It's a huge region.
Yeah. I'll get some facts for you on that.
Oh, but wow.
It's
listen to you.
Yeah, listen to me. Let's
see, when you said the Villages, I thought it was just like one small community of, a bunch of, these little houses that they have in Florida. I'm not going to say they're these little mobile homes, but the little, bungalows and, but apparently it's a lot more than just a small little.
It's actually like a town, almost a small city.
Really?
Yeah. So let me grab my mic here. Probably make some noise. So the Villages in Florida is one of the largest and most well-known retirement communities in the United States, boasting an activity and vibrant lifestyles for its residents with a plethora. That's a big word.
Oh, plethora.
Of amenities such as golf courses, recreation facilities, clubs, social clubs. It offers an atmosphere tailored to the needs and interests of retirees. However, it's also faced criticism and scrutiny over issues like political homogeneity, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah. Transportation challenges and concerns about sustainability. So, doesn't give me the size.
Yeah, it sounds like it was
pretty
big.
It's huge, yeah. If you look it up, it's a very large area. Okay, excuse the noise as I put my mic down.
Didn't you read to me that they had, like, their own post office and and that?
Couple
so, yeah,
think,
it's...
Yeah. But,
and pools and this, and yeah.
We did the show about the symbols mm-hmm. of swingers. The scrungy thing, the loofahs, scrungies, whatever you call them, the different colored ones, that comes from the Villages.
Yeah, people like put they them on
because
their...
swinger community is very popular there. And again, to move into the Villages, you have to be a senior citizen.
Exactly.
Over 55. Well,
with these scrunchies, did you say they put them like on the top of their car?
They put them on their golf carts. They put them on their cars. They hang them on their mailboxes.
Oh my goodness! So it's like hello.
Yeah.
And we went through the colors before. So black was like.
I'm not going to even guess that now. I mean, that was a few shows ago. Listen to the show, you'll find out. But, there's interesting reasons, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. these people growing up led a, especially the generation before us.
Right.
Okay. You know, very, I mean, they had the hippie times, which had kind of free love.
Yeah, but my, still, the generation before me would be our parents. They're not part of the hippie love.
Okay, well, I wasn't. I was, you know, not even 10 during hippie times.
Yeah, I was young, too. Let's say 1969 was Woodstock. I was 9, so, yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah. For me, I was too young for, you were way too young.
I was
young
3.
For, yeah. Oh, man, you were been a party.
I was
animal.
There.
Oh, you were there.
Me and Jimi Hendrix up on stage.
Yeah.
But I was so short.
You couldn't see.
He got in the camera. They didn't really see me.
Oh, that's a shame.
But, yeah, I was right there wailing away.
I bet you were wailing away. As most babies at 3 do.
I'm a prodigy. Okay?
A prodigy.
I can't play a fucking musical instrument to save my ass.
Why,
I
can barely, still
play, I can barely play the radio.
But yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about like our parents and that generation. Mm-hmm. You know, there was that, they were born, like my folks were born like in the later 30s. So
I guess if
50s,
you were born in the 80s, if you were born in the 80s, mm-hmm. your parents would have been the hippies.
Mm-hmm.
80s, 90s, your parents would have been
there. You figure a generation's about 20 years. If you're born in the 80s, I guess your parents would be born in the 60s, and that would be me. Mm-hmm. That's 20 years.
But anyway, so those people grew up with that and mm-hmm. everything. But then, you know, I wonder if because you've had so many years of, you know, raising your kids and, you know, have to conform because now you're a parent. If what? That, like, once the kids leave the nest, if that, I imagine, you know, I did see the stats that actually mm-hmm. empty nesters is one of the reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, the kids out. Are grown and have their own lives. So now the seniors are, for the most part, on their own.
Yeah, you have that newfound freedom. You know, that makes sense.
You know, it's sort of like what we were going through. Where, you know, if my daughters are going to come visit, they usually schedule it. They call.
Yeah. They know better than just to pop in.
Well, they've luckily never seen anything.
No, but they're, I guess it's just a matter of being polite. They've always been very polite with, mm-hmm. you know, hey, we'd like to come and see you, and, you know, can we come over? Can we use the pool? They always call first.
Well, yeah, but anyway.
So that's very nice.
No, back to the topic. So the empty nester thing is a big mm-hmm. thing.
Big thing. But I also think, just getting back to the previous generation, I think, like, my folks growing up, they were definitely a lot more straight-laced. You married one person, that was it. You know, there was no fooling around. So I'm not sure when that switch just changed. Like, I can't imagine.
Well, it's obviously not every senior citizen.
No, it's not every senior citizen. But, does it matter, like, what generation they were part of?
I think it's just a matter of their mindset. Mm-hmm. I mean,
mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, we've been together 20 years. But so let's say someone who's 10 years older than us have been together 30, 40 years, okay, because we got together late in life.
Well, yeah, we did.
So if you're a couple that got together at 20
mm-hmm.
and you're still together at 60.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's 40 years, okay? Wow. So at that point, do you realize that, like, we're not going anywhere? You know, we have a good relationship, hopefully. not talking about us.
Or maybe it's like, good Lord, I've been with the same person for 40 years. Well, it's about time I tried something else.
Well, that could be a large part of it. I mean, that these people had never been with anyone but their significant other.
Wow. Yeah,
so we all know of a sudden like now that. They're like, okay, I can't get pregnant.
Right, right.
You know, we're together 40 years.
Right.
Or whatever. We love each other. Right. So we go and have sex with other people. Again, like we know inside the lifestyle, it's not a love thing.
Right.
It's exactly. Like, let's go make each other all feel good.
Yeah, let's just go have fun.
Yeah, as long as everyone's consenting. And obviously at that point, of age.
yeah, hopefully that age, by then you are of age.
But, you know, so I could see where, you know, it's like, okay, hey.
What do you have to lose?
And now, between, you know, plastic surgery with implants and everything else, older women are looking better.
Looking good.
And men have the purple or blue pill, whatever the fuck that is.
Whatever color
so
it is.
So all of a sudden it's like, woohoo, it works. Let's play ring toss, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of things that help the libido.
Yeah,
I mean, you might be horny in your mind, but your body doesn't always react.
You know, sometimes the communication breakdown, you know, mm-hmm. a Zeppelin reference. But, you know, it's one of those things I could see where that aspect of like, you know, Bob and Sue next door, looking pretty good. You know, honey, we've been together 40 years. Bob kind of said he'd like to have a chance at you. Oh. I kind of think I'd like to see Bob on you while Sue services me.
Right, right.
You know, what do you think about that? Well, I don't know. Like, shut up. No, just kidding.
No, I would be like, oh, yeah, okay. I don't know how you broach that conversation with couples, but I guess.
It's the same way broach it at any age.
Well, I guess you see the scrunchies on there. You're like, oh, they got the black scrunchie. They're into anything.
Yeah, depending on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they've got that orange scrunchie, and Bob wants it up the ass, apparently.
And I remember some of the colors. I think the aqua was like blue was play well with others, and then aqua was
I couldn't even begin to guess. And don't even know.
I know white was you're still kind of new or like I won't say
look
virgin.
It up. Listen to our podcast.
Yeah,
it
was interesting.
We had it then. We don't have it at the moment.
No, but I remember some of the colors because I was like, yeah, we're like teal. Teal was the color that teal and black. You and I would be teal and black because we're like play well with others and definitely in the full swap. And
well, and again, I think also too, you know, there are some women and maybe some men, we'll put it that way. I'll be fair, mm-hmm. that as they get older, lost their sex drive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear about it all the time.
Okay. So I'm just going to put it, the wife lost sex drive, okay? Mm-hmm. Like we know a couple currently, always, saw them today. Mm-hmm. The wife lost all sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
Husband still has it. Now, he doesn't cheat on her in this case or anything, but, you know, but if you're in a situation like that and let's say the wife gives you the blessing, well, I have the blue pill.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or maybe I don't need the blue pill, whatever it might be. But, you know there's a group.
Right.
That you can join, or you go to a website and you can find people, you know.
Oh, yeah, the internet has made it so much easier for people to connect.
Yeah.
You know, that's why there's all these swinger websites.
This show's not about the villages. I'm just using them as a
that's
good
a very
example
interesting.
Because it's a larger concentration mm-hmm. of retired people. So, but if all of a sudden, you know, you have friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're in that situation where one of us doesn't have a sex drive anymore for whatever reason, but we have friends that we hang around with and we know they have scrunchies hanging from everything they own. And, you know, the one of the couple, you know, that doesn't want sex says to the other one, listen, I'm not interested. You know, I know you're not going to leave me. Do you want to go play with, you know, Bob and Sue? Go play with Bob and Sue. You know,
I don't see a problem with it, but I
don't
think.
But that's us.
Us. I think some people might be uncomfortable with that kind of situation, but yeah, the opportunity is there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, and the opportunities for older people. There's so many different ways to meet other people and do things, and older people seem to be more active than they used to be. You know, they tend to eat a little better, and in general, you know, they're more up on things. They're definitely into taking care of their body and going to the gym.
You see that on social media all the time.
Oh, I
these women that are 60 plus,
right?
You know, such as yourself, posting pictures and stuff like that. Of you know, I just saw a woman the other day was in her 70s. I would never have guessed that. I would have said maybe my age, late 50s.
Wow!
And I was like, she's 70 something. Jesus Christ.
Good for her.
I look like I'm 170.
Come on. It's not that bad.
Okay, 160.
All right, there you go.
Okay, thanks. But it's just, you know, so all of a sudden, if you have one that is letting themselves, like me, go to hell.
You're not letting yourself go to hell.
And then, what's to say? You have a couple that one of them is taking care of themselves.
Right.
And the other one has kind of let themselves go.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be... Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, I think one of the other things is that maybe, you know, these couples come to realization. It's like, okay, we're 60 plus.
Right. Okay. We don't have long to live.
We're on the other side of that hill.
I was thinking that
the roller coaster is heading down that hill. You know,
they did not even mention that on the list.
Yes, they do.
Oh, do they really? Hold on.
That's kind of action number 5. So,
desire for adventure and novelty.
Yeah.
So, okay, so they crave excitement. Doesn't say they're going to do it before they die.
Well, but that's the sense of adventure. You sit there and realize that. It's like, okay, I'm 68.
Right.
Let's pretend, okay? And it's just like, you know, I've led a good, normal life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't know how many years I have.
Right.
You know, I might not have anything terminal now. I can still walk and move, and right, my pee-pee still works or whatever, whether it needs some help or not, but it still works one way or another. Right. You know, it's like, I was faithful. I raised my kids.
Right.
Paid the house. Did everything I was supposed to do.
Now it's time to get your freak on.
You know what? I want to go out with a bang, or while I'm getting banged, or whatever, you know?
Either or.
Yeah, so that's the novelety of it. It's just like, why not?
Oh, and that's what I'm saying. But you could do this when you're in your 30s, though.
Well, you could, but I'm saying people who discovered it late.
Late in life, sure.
You know, I mean, people change.
Yeah,
I mean,
better late than never.
You could sit there and say... You know, that, you know, like, there's no way, like, my friend and his wife, mm-hmm, they have the 3 kids, and she right, wants nothing to do with anything like this.
No.
Well, you know, it can come to a point later on in life, their kids are on their own, doing mm-hmm well, those two are, and all of a sudden she goes, you know, I've only ever been with you. Mm. You know, and we made it to our almost 70s. You know what?
It's time for me to try somebody else.
Well, there's an aspect I've never...
Yeah.
What is it like to have someone else? You know, it's one thing if you dated a few guys, let's say, in school, and you played with them.
Yeah, with a football
team. I'm not saying sample your whole graduation class like you did. But
there were 777.
And you did 800?
Well, I'm an overachiever.
Teachers.
Teachers.
Staff. Took the staff to a whole new level. Mm. You know, you sit there and go, okay, you know what? I've never got the experience.
Yeah, I agree. I don't, in this particular case,
I mean, that's why I see these 90-some-year-old people jumping out of airplanes.
Yeah, I don't.
It's like, I always wanted to do that, and I didn't get a chance to do it when I was younger.
Yeah.
I want to do it now. Okay. Well, now you sit there and go, well, I didn't get to get my freak on with, you know, a fucking gangbang. I'm 69 years old. I want to, you know, I want fucking a penis bouquet, you know, whatever.
It's so romantic. Yeah, okay, something like that. It's the only flower that squirts.
I'm 72. I want my ass eaten.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, Vince. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Did I say there was? There's something wrong with it for me.
I don't mind. The video you come by dry heaving.
We've done this talk already. I don't mind eating a woman's ass. I do not want my ass eaten.
But the same. I was going to surprise you with your own ass eating.
No, you'd be surprised.
You would fart in my face just for spite. You get your face down there. You get your eyebrows burnt.
I always considered my gas to be a, you know,
deterrent.
A deterrent from like being raped.
No, it's like mustard gas.
In case I go to prison, that's how I keep them away from me. To back off or it'll go off.
Yeah, some of his stuff is ungodly.
Oh, yours like is holy water.
I'm potpourri. Yeah. Come on.
Poop-pourri. But anyway. I could see where people would.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's like just sit there and go, you know what?
Why
people
not?
Our age are dying of cancer or Alzheimer's and, you know, whatever.
Right.
Let's love. Let's have fun. What is wrong with an orgasm?
They don't last long enough. Stop pointing at me.
If they could last long enough.
You know, I couldn't handle they lasted much longer. But no, I don't see anything wrong with it at all. Absolutely. I mean, it's a shame that maybe these people waited so long to do it. But I mean, what the hell? I mean, you're already in your 60s. What's left? I mean, there's no reason, you know, the kids are grown. You have a spouse that loves you. There is nothing holding you back. There's no reason not to do it.
But you probably need spunk lube.
You probably would need spunk lube. As you get older, things don't.
Well, you might not be as moist as you used to be.
You said that word.
Yeah, I did. And that's got to be a show. Why is moist? So many people think moist is a disgusting word. So if you need lubricant, check out Spunk Lube, spunklube.com. It's a great lubricant. It's a non-sticky lubricant. And nice. Donna uses it not only for lubricant sometimes, but she also uses it to shave her legs. And
I really like the, for that one, I like the natural, the organic one. It's the oils.
It's coconut and avocado oil.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's kind of like akin to like baby oil. You always put like, you know, and this just is, it's a little thicker. It's a little nicer smelling. Doesn't smell so chemically. So
if you go to spunklube.com and you place an order in the discount code area in the checkout, put in Hot Wife, all one word, you'll get a 10% discount on your order.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. So, but anyway, you know, and I think now, getting back to the topic, I think another thing that maybe encourages people is sex isn't as taboo as it used to be.
No.
You know, it used to be looked upon so, well, like, wait till you get married.
Well, that was definitely before the, quote, sexual revolution of the 70s. That was the... Sure. I mean, I was too young to really know the sexual revolution. I had to catch up. I mean, but, yeah.
And pass it.
Pass it. Yeah, I mean, you know, you didn't dare date somebody who was a different color than you or different religion. I mean, now it's like, if everybody's on the same page, who cares?
That's it. Well, and especially at that age.
Oh, especially at that age. You've already pretty much know what you want out of life. Yeah, I mean, I hope you know what you want out of life by then, because you probably miss the boat if you don't know. I mean, not that you don't change over time, sorry.
Well, I know even nursing homes. They've said that nursing homes are, you know, the people work there are always finding people, you know, hiding in closets, or like whether they're cheating on someone or their spouse, or, you know, cheating with somebody on their spouse or whatever. But the nursing home staff has said over and over again that they find people in supply closets.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, in someone's room they shouldn't be in or whatever. And, you know, again, the blue pill kind of a thing is...
Oh, yeah.
Blue and yellow pills have changed society.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, if you're a virile person and your significant other passes.
Right.
And you find someone else that, you know...
It's the bill, sure. Yeah, why not?
Meets your thing, or again, yeah. But I do think the new sexual openness. I mean, what you're seeing on TV is so much more sexually revealing and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, kids are having sex earlier and earlier.
It's frightening. I had sex pretty early myself. It gets much earlier.
Well, I'd heard stories years ago about. Yeah, girls will now go to the parties we used to go to, and they just blow whoever, you know, out in the open. They're just giving blowjobs and stuff. They won't let me into those parties.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I'm glad they're all minors.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, but now sex is so much more out there. I mean, look at social media.
Oh, yeah, well, sure, you absolutely.
Know, so much, you know. On social media, you know, women wearing, well, on some things, nothing. Like on Twitter, they're not wearing anything.
I know, I'm not.
Yeah. And then on, and then like on Instagram and stuff, they're barely wearing something.
Right, right.
You know, and, you know, women, people themselves are far more provocative now than they've ever been, I think.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
You know.
That's for sure. I mean,
years ago. I mean, put yourself in the 70s or 60s. The concept of a thong bikini?
Well, you know what they did? They just went the other way with it. They had those very, very low hip hugger type bikinis and a really low slung. Well,
we've had those with a full back before, but I'm saying now you have thongs. You know, it's right up the ass.
Right up the ass.
I mean, I've never understood what's a big deal about someone's ass.
I don't know, but apparently certain states won't let you wear them on a beach.
Yeah, so. Jersey.
I didn't say that. I
left. Fuck New Jersey. We don't live there. Never will live there.
No, never will. I do. I mean, I enjoy the beaches there, but I can wear my thong around my pool, so I don't care. Yeah. Or not. I can just go nude. Who cares?
I encourage you either way.
I'm good with it either
way. You might want to wait till the pool opens and it's warmer, but you can do it.
Yeah, that snow that's on the pool liner isn't.
Oh, pussy.
Gets in the Jesus way. Christ. Oh, you know that water is gross under there. It's like, I'm not swimming in that anytime soon. But
anyway, so that was a...
No, wait a minute. There's more stuff here. We've only maybe touched upon this, but there's an increasing longevity and better health of people who are in their later years and are swingers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've already touched on prior shows about...
They take care of themselves more.
Swingers are happier people. Mm-hmm. They're mentally healthier for it, generally. And swingers want to be healthier people because you're showing yourself to a lot of other people.
Well, you have to kind of, I hate to use this word, but I'm going to use it anyway. You have to, quote, sell yourself. And if you look not great, you may not get the quality of people that you're attracted to. So you have to make yourself look really, not really good.
You want to wear sexy clothing.
Yeah, stuff like that. You want to keep yourself in good shape.
Don't look like an overstuffed sausage casing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I only look like that sometimes. But,
I mean,
the fact that it increases how you feel about yourself and your general well-being, and then you're also taking care of yourself more, so you're definitely more in tune with, again, eating right and the whole thing. So it's this big, vicious cycle
it also helps
getting in shape.
Like one of the great things, like, unfortunately, my mom has gotten to a point in her age, she's 77.
Right.
You know, she's become a recluse.
Right.
So she has no social interactivity with anybody. And one of the nice things about swingers, whether you do the physical aspect right, it keeps you social.
Oh, yeah, it really does.
You know, so it's just like having friends normally, but these are friends that you all get to give each other orgasms.
Yeah, friends you can have sex with.
That's kind of what I said.
Well, I just said it more succinctly.
more abruptly, yeah.
That's not abrupt.
That's not abrupt. It was more
succinct.
Plain. Succinct. Okay. I'm sorry. It's thesaurus. Sugarcoat,
give each other orgasms. No.
Well, how do you give each other orgasms?
You can have sex. So there's people have sex with. Okay. Ay, ay, ay.
I just like the thought of orgasms more than sex.
Well, they're kind
of... If there was a pill you could take to just give you an orgasm, would you take it?
No. Well, maybe once I would. I have to at least do it once. Just to see what... The orgasm is like the end of the build-up, and the build-up is what's very exciting. The, you know, the kissing the whole
teasing.
Teasing. Sure. I was going to say romantic aspect of it, but so,
I was more succinct with my answer.
Yes, you were. Douchebag. I was succinct with that one, too. Douche and bag. Or should I say ass douche? I don't know. I just can't decide which kind of a douche you are.
So, anyway, while we're here, Donna had to step away for a while.
Hey, yo.
I don't know if she'll ever be back on the show.
Hey, are you with me, Hot Husband Podcast again? Fuck you with your Hot Husband Podcast.
Don't give me the meat. I'm telling
you. Such a douchebag. Or ass douche. I'm not sure. Okay, but yeah. I love you. You know that. we can make me laugh like you do.
Yeah. Well, so it's my clothes off. Anyway.
Well, you know.
But just the pointing and laughing hurts.
Oh.
Laughing's one thing, but when you point, then I know what you're laughing
at. I don't do that often.
So, yeah. But anyway, it's an interesting thing. And I think it's actually a good thing that seniors are getting more involved in it.
Well, it's kind of sad if you look at your life and you're going to be like, well, okay, with me, I'm 63, you know, and you think, oh my God, at 65, the retirement, you know, I'm, oh, that's it. No more sex for me. I'm, you know, I'm too old. I hate it when people say, oh, I'm too old to do that. I just want to smack them.
Everyone gives up at some point. Not everyone, but a lot of people, they do.
Yeah, I know.
You know, when you see, okay, as a dancer, or now you're ex-dancer.
Ex-dancer.
You have seen some of the girls that you worked with kind of given up.
Oh, yeah. It's like I see them like, you know, 20 years later, and there's one girl in particular. She was cute when she was dancing. I saw her like after she'd quit dancing, like maybe 10 years. She looked like an old lady, and she's literally 10 years younger than me.
Is the one I'm thinking of?
No, I don't think you know. Oh, God. Okay.
There was one dancer that she kept saying she was in a Playboy issue, not an issue, one of
right.
the supplements.
I know
one of the supplements.
About, yes.
It was a lingerie supplement.
Right. I know who you're talking about.
She was okay. I never thought she was drop dead gorgeous. She was attractive with a decent body.
She's kind of snooty.
She was still dancing as of 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But she went from a girl who's maybe 120 pounds to a girl who's 220 pounds.
Yikes. She's not going to be posing in Playboy.
No.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, and I heard she went from being a snooty woman who, like I remember, she was not overly social. She thought she was better than everybody.
She had like a little bit of an air. You're right.
Yeah. To she had gained so much weight, she was dancing in this area and to
the
what
dive,
they consider one of the lowest bars
lowest
you can dance
bar.
In.
They'll take
and
anybody.
And supposedly selling blowjobs in the back.
Oh, yay. There you go. That's class.
Well, but from a girl who wouldn't shake your hand.
Right, exactly.
To a girl for the right amount of money will suck your dick.
Well, desperate times cause
her she was death. Cheaper than you.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
But, yeah, so, but, you know.
Well, you don't think she's given up. I mean, that was supposed to be the illustration.
Looking the way she did and still dancing?
Well, if you're still dancing, then you haven't given up. You may just have, I don't know what happened there. You weren't working on it good enough.
If you're working at that bar at the age of, let's call it 50.
Yeah, it was like.
You gave up.
It was like the bar where all the retired dancers went. When they couldn't dance anyplace else, they went to this bar.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. But anyway, it's a neat thing. I think it's great that seniors, and I know from some of the stats I've seen, we actually have some people who hear us mm-hmm. down in the villages and stuff, and I think it's a great thing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I can only see, I mean, aside from, I'm not going to bring the whole show down with this, but, like, aside from the fact of you could get sexually transmitted diseases or infections.
But you can get that at any age.
And that's true. But everything else is a benefit. I mean,
sure.
You know, the increasing of how feeling of wellness and you know, having an orgasm, feeling good about yourself.
Feel good about yourself. Yeah, when other people show you and tell you you're attractive mm-hmm.
and
everything else.
It feels good. It feels good.
Stroke your tail feathers, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so here's a challenge. Anybody who is in a senior community or the villages or whatever that listens to the show, I would love you to send us an email at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com and tell us a little bit about your experiences. You don't have to use real names. Or I'm not going to use real names or whatever. We'd love to, you know, share what there is ahead of us. or for me, what's next week?
No, that's me. What's next week? Come on. I'm closer to it than you are.
Yep. I know.
thanks. I feel so good now.
I was just seeing where I can send her. Anyway. So.
You know, it'd be really funny if you had these retirement communities that are just for swingers, you know? I mean,
it could happen. Yeah.
I don't know what you'd call them. They must the upside down pineapple, you know, retirement community.
Instead of swingers, would be creakers.
Oh, stop. Yeah, I'm not doing a whole lot
That's
of
That's what my bones do. I'm not making fun of anybody but myself, really. So anyway. Oh, okay, well, I think we covered that topic.
Pretty much.
Okay. So, again, I want to thank everyone for listening. Again, you want to reach out to us, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. You want to see where Donna is?
Oh, you can check me out at hotwifedonnalynn.com and see all the videos and pictures I'm posting.
Okay. Don't forget to check out the free Swinger magazine. If you want to write for it, we'd love to hear from you. The Swinger magazine is 50shadesofpleasure.com. Drop me a line. Let us know what you think. If you have articles, pictures, whatever. But, you know, if you send photos, I do need ID, and I'll have to have you sign a release. So.
Oh, that's what you have to do in order to have pictures
in the magazine? If I'm going to publish anyone's photos. But if you want to write an article, I'd love to have someone write an article about something in the fetish and swinger lifestyle. Or
whatever. Yeah, whatever you're into. That'd be really cool.
As long as it's a topic, you know, nothing about pedophilia or bestiality. It's all got to be, please be acceptable, you know.
For the general public.
In general, you know. The swinger fetish, public, okay. kind of community.
Sure.
You know. We have some articles in there. Like one of the articles this month is how to train your sub for spanking.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's one I should read.
As a sub?
Yeah, you always say I'm not a very good sub.
I don't say that at all because I'm not a dom or a sub.
No, when I had my little training session, you said, oh, you're not a very good sub. I'm like, yeah, probably not. I'm... I don't take direction very well.
It's not something you live or do enough.
No.
If you had more frequency in the sub world, you'd probably, I mean, as an outsider standing there watching, like one minute you're into the role, the next minute you're like, hey, Joe, can you do that? And it's like, it's supposed to be like, sir or master or whatever it is. You know,
just saying. I guess I don't role play very well.
That's okay.
Oh, well.
I don't role play at all, but that's me. Nothing against it. So anyway, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next show.
Okay. Have a great night, everybody.